Yo, 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 what's poppin', It's Smith. We here live on the Smith Express Show. Another dope episode. Today's very crazy. All the way from South Africa, the big partner, J. Cross, was cracking.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm doing fine. How you doing?
I'm good.
To
meet you. Man, it's an honor to have you on my show. So,
yeah,
hey.
I'm so happy. Yeah, I'm fine. You're right.
So, like, what all do you got going on right now?
Yeah, there's normal activity as usual. It's all about the music stuff and nothing more. And this is what we do. So, it's a passion. So, passionate about everything.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
So I was studio cooking right now, planning for new things. After giving love tracks, so I'm going for another one track right now. So coming out soon after the video.
Okay. That's what's up. So how long you been doing the music thing?
Pardon?
I said, how long you been doing the music thing?
Hello? Be a while. Let me see. 10 years from now. I mean, 10 years ago. Started 10 years ago. Let me see. Professionally, 27 professionally.
Oh, that's cool.
Then I started with a group. We're three number. So. From there, everybody went solo. Now I'm all alone doing my thing. It's been a while, just looking for a label where I can get my thing done. But to God be the glory, I met Young C Beats online. Then he gave me a signature. That's why I'm talking to you right now. He connected me to you. That you're based in the USA. And I saw a lot about you. I read your profile. A kind of personality I need around me right now.
Oh, that's cool.
I'll be head over here. Yeah. So professionally, I've been doing this 11, 16 years back now. That's... Started with a group now, all alone, J Cross, all the way.
That's cool. So are you working on an album? You got an album coming out pretty soon or a mixtape?
Pardon? Can't hear you.
I said, you got an album or a mixtape coming out?
Yeah. I have an EP coming out. I am Young C Beat Record. We are planning things right now. I believe before December, I'm going to drop something that the whole world will capture. I'm working on my video right now. The video is done and dusted, but releasing it. The plan right now, so we are working things. So I have something for the world, and I really they should watch out. J Cross is bringing something.
Okay. I see there's a lot of talent in the South Africa area. You know, what is it that you bring to the game that's not already there?
Yeah, basically. I'm from Nigeria, but the record label is in South Africa, so...
Oh, I apologize. Shout out to Nigeria.
Yeah. We're from Nigeria. So. I'm bringing something from Nigeria. You know, Afro pop in Nigeria. That's the area I'm specialized on. If you listen to Davido, Whiskey, Burna Boy, this is what they do. So I don't think South Africa have that. They have it, but not as Nigeria, you know. So I'm trying to bring that to South Africa, down to South Africa and to the world to listen to what I have.
Oh, yeah,
so
shout out to South Africa.
I'm doing some things in South Africa. Afro pop. When you hear Afro pop. So I think this is what I'm trying to bring into South Africa. And for the world to know what I have. So I think they're going to like it. Presently, I think Young C Beat Record. Start to connect some stuff on South Africa, like playing my song in a radio station and the rest. So, what we're waiting for right now is my video. Once the video is out, boom, I'll be there everywhere. Let me stop and see me in your place as soon as possible. So I think this is what I'm trying to bring, Afro-pop to South Africa, because they don't have that much. So I don't know the name of their music, but Afro-pop is what I'm trying to bring. I think Young C Record has tried a lot, designed different artists from different countries. The day I was signed, he signed somebody from USA. So I think he has a lot to give to the world. So he's trying to bring different varieties to his record label. This is what I'm trying to contribute, that Afro hip hop. I think I'm the only person with that right now. So I think I'm going to light up the world with that.
Okay. That's dope. That's very dope. So what are some of your inspirations?
My inspiration, the street and what I see, you know, I do think on reality and things that happen around me. You know, like Give Me Love track is a love track. So people fall in love every day. I see many things around people. So I think the people around me inspire me a lot. Let me say shout out to Davido. I think I like his way of music. He gave me some inspiration. Anytime I listen to him, I learn something new. And he has been keeping me going. I think I like his way, his life and everything. He has that ginger I really love. And the swag, everything. Just nearly Davido all the way. And people around me, those are the people that inspire me a lot. Things I see with my eyes. So everybody can inspire. Everybody do inspire me. Once I see something in you and I really like it, I can bring some music out of that. I'll try and compose because I do have music. So once I see something around you and it inspires me, I'll translate it to music. That's what I do. When I say my real motivator is Davido, I'm down that.
That's cool. So, like, where do you see yourself in the next 3 or 5 years?
Next 3 or 5 years. I think I should be, let me see, next 2 or 5 years. Right now, I'm trying to conquer the Africa. So next 2 or 5 years, I think I'll be all over, by God's grace. I've been doing this for long, just that I didn't have much, let me say, good platform or someone that can recognize me. But now that people started recognizing me, I believe in the next 2 or 5 years, I'll be all over the world. And then my music will be touching people, touching places. I'll be all over the world. But I can try to conquer Africa as well. But next 5 years, 5 years a lot. So I think the world should know about me. I think the whole world should know about the press in the next 5 years.
That's cool. That's
maybe
cool.
I see myself doing things with international artists, you know, doing collabo and the rest in the next 5 years. That's where I really want to be. It's not going to be easy, but keeping it real the way I've been doing, so to get me there. So I think next 5 years I'll be in collaboration with some international artists, by God's grace, and with the ginger I have, and give them back to back. I'll be there. So next 5 years, collabo, let me say Chris Brown, ETC, Nicki Minaj. I really wanna have a place in their music, maybe sharing stage together. That's where I see myself next 5 years.
That's cool. Have you ever thought about acting or modeling or anything besides the music to get your hands wet into other things to open up more doors for you?
Yeah. I think modeling is one of the things I really love. I like modeling. But let me see, when you have something in your mind, you should have another thing too. So I really love modeling. I think maybe with time, if my music goes the way I really want, and which I believe it will, I'll consider that. So that's my number 2 priority right now. My music is my number 1 priority. My model is my number 2 priority. So I'm going to get on that. So modeling would come later. I really admire that too. So, and having a fashion IT computers, you know. I just like anything fashion. So I think I'm considering that after my music, that's when I get to where I really wanna be on the process. I think that's my number two priority, modeling. I'm passionate about that. So I live modeling, I'll go into that.
Okay. I see you, boss. 'Cause like I can see, from everything you showed me, fashion is a big thing to you. You a fly young dude. I was gonna also ask you for those that's tuning in to this interview, do you have any inspirational words for them? For those that are trying to get in the game and get where you're at?
Sorry, the line is breaking. Can you come again?
I was saying, for those that's watching and tuning in, is there any inspirational words you might have for them trying to get in the game?
Especially for upcoming artists like me, maybe if you are listening, one thing about music is consistent. You need to be consistent and believe on what you have, and work on yourself, and believe that tomorrow you're gonna be there. So nothing good comes in life. If you really wanna be there, you need to work hard. I've been seeing it like, let me say, 10 years from 10 years back. So I never give up. Even when I shot my video, I need to go extra mile to get the fund. When I was about to invest the money, something was telling me, don't invest. If you invest, what if you didn't make it? But if you listen very well, something will be telling you that invest. What if you invest and you later make it? So the voice is very low. All you need to do is to work on the positive voice and believe in what you have. Don't feel discouraged. People will tell you how they don't like. People around you might not even like your music, but people outside will really cherish what you are doing. So don't listen to what people say about you. Just keep your head up. Believe that you're gonna make it. When you work hard, be consistent. As an upcoming artist, make sure you drop track every year to be consistent in the industry. Because once you cease, music will cease for you. So be consistent and be prayerful to God. Because no matter how you hustle, without prayer, it won't work. So you need to pull God first, believe in what you have, and work on it. I tell you, hustle will pay. So.
That's dope. That's dope. That's dope. Hey, I'm not gonna keep you. I'm not gonna keep you
Sure.
long, but
Don't believe in whatever you are doing.
yeah, I'm not gonna keep you too long. But for those that are trying to get a hold of you, where could they get a hold of you at? You got shout out your social media, anything that they could do or use to get a hold of you if they want to?
My social media.
Yeah, shout out your Instagram. If you're on Instagram, your Spotify, your Twitter, your Facebook, so those that want to work with you could get a hold of you.
Okay, I have my Instagram. If you want to follow me on Instagram, J Cross Baby, J Cross Baby. That's my Instagram handle. J Cross Baby. That's my Instagram handle. Then my Twitter handle is J Cross G922. J Cross G922. J Cross G922. Then my Facebook is J Cross Guatana. And you know my Facebook, right? So you can put them through on that. J Cross Guatana. So if you want to follow me, those are my Twitter and Instagram plus Facebook handle.
Okay. But
If you want to
hey.
work with me, I'll be available for anybody. Just the door is open. You call me, I'll be there. This is what I do. This is what I'm passionate about. So anytime, any day. You can imagine last night I was waiting. I need to wait till 2 o'clock. Let me say 2 a.m. for you to call. You didn't call because I believe that you're gonna call. I need to be away because this is what I'm passionate about. Just for me, anything brain, so we couldn't work on that yesterday. So if you wanna call me, you wanna get to me, my Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
Okay. You know, I ain't gonna keep you too long. It's an honor for you to get on my, to be on my show, bros. I definitely appreciate it. It's a, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Nigeria. Yeah. Shout out to South Africa. You guys got hella talent out there. I'm proud of y'all. For real, for real.
Yeah. I'm so happy hearing from you. I'm glad I spoke to you at last. It's been a long time.
Oh, yeah.
So I really appreciate it.
Definitely
so,
a long
shout
time.
Shout out to USA, everybody. I hope one day I'll be there, though. I'll see you one-on-one. I'll talk to you. Tell you how much I cherish you. So shout out to everybody in USA. My regards to everybody. I really appreciate it. So one love, what do you from Nigeria down to South Africa? One love.
One love, boss. I'm going to hit you up after this interview, and we're going to definitely chop it up. All right? All right. Yeah, we're going to chop it up then. All right, boss. Take care. Yo. That's the homie, J. Cross. Shout out to Nigeria. Shout out to South Africa. Dope interview. Learned a lot about him. He definitely working. Definitely on his shit. I can't, you know what I'm saying? I can't stunt. It's a lot of talent out there, man. Tune in, bro. There you have it. Smith Express Show signing out. Let's get it. Yeah.